Well, I've been hearing and reading and concerned about this spinach. Spinach lovers now going without was in today's paper, and because they found some E. coli or some such
and
thing.
They're not just throwing that brand out. They're throwing every out.
Yeah, that's the way it happened. That's what scared me because we're not in our spinach season.
I've got a bag. I'm going to cook it.
Yeah, it's no problem.
I'm not going to waste it, all that wonderful spinach.
Well, you know, a lot of older people, concerned about being regular and a little E. coli. That's all it is. Just keep
the key.
Regular.
The key is a little there. That is pretty, you know, pretty
kinda,
scary.
Kind of get you cleaned out if you need to do that once a year or so. But that, all of it's coming from California. We don't have any Texas spinach at this time.
Yeah, now. but if you do cook it. Then you're okay, but there's no threat to cooked spinach.
And that's the sad part about it. I mean, it destroys the whole industry when you get one bad sample. It destroys the whole, and they'll track it down. I doubt it probably.
I think they have tracked it down.
It originated in California, huh? I wonder if they didn't bring any of that across the border from Mexico.
I don't know. I actually only saw the headline on the internet this morning. They said track down to something farm.
But I was hoping it was going to be an organic natural selection foods. And that sounded like organic to me. So you wanted organic, you got it, buddy. E. coli is organic. But anyway, what we worry about in San Antonio, because our big spinach crops won't be coming until this fall. Hopefully this will be passed by then. Fresh market stuff. But within 100 miles of this, where we are broadcasting today, 50% of all the spinach in the United States is grown down around Crystal City and in that area. But the majority of that goes into canned spinach. You know, that stuff that your mama used to make.
Yeah, it was good. I love it. I like canned spinach. I miss canned spinach.
Well, yeah, but you eat rutabagas too, so that's endorsement.
True.
But the rest of us really enjoy the other spinach. So I guess this will be a good year to plant your own spinach if you thinking they ain't going to get that cleaned up pretty quick. And I guarantee you they're going to get that cleaned up. That's costing them millions of dollars there.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
And say, the thing people don't realize about vegetables is they're a perishable crop. They showed a picture here in the newspaper today. I guess it's front section page 3A on the front, right to the left there of Roddy's column. I don't know why they put that E. coli information there. They're so close to Roddy's column. But anyway, that'll cost them millions of dollars, the California spinach industry. And so there you go. That's just another deal.
Well, no pun intended, but when HEB pulls all that spinach, which I think they've done, who eats it? Not who eats it. Who eats the cost?
We'll be seeing who eats it pretty soon, man.
Is that the growers?
The growers.
So they have to.
Yeah.
They take it back.
Yeah.
HEB doesn't.
No, they don't take it back. HEB will destroy it and won't pay for it.
Okay.
Now I'm hanging out. Saying HEB, that's everybody that they ship to. And this place said they said that spinach and other products are in 74% of U.S. grocery stores. This place that had the bad stuff.
Ooh.
So that's quite a few, Melvin.
Yeah.
That's probably more than HEB. But anyway, no, see, that's the thing with farmers that we worked with is that the stores never take any risk. It's always the farmer that takes the risk.
Well, that's what I've wondered.
Weather risk and buying risk and packaging risk.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it when I had my peach orchard. Several supermarket chains said they buy everything I produce.
All you can get, buddy.
Of course, we won't pay you anything, and it'll have to come here exactly when we need it, and it'll have to be exactly the way we want it.
And there better not be any cheaper on the market, or yours is in the ditch.
Yeah.
See, you can tell a guy that's sold product before. But something like this should make people appreciate their produce, whether it's organically grown or not. You know, everybody loves to sit around and fuss about their produce. You know, is this organically grown? They don't worry about whether there's E. coli. And I'm not saying what E. coli is in, Milton, but because I'm not supposed to say that scat word on the radio, am I?
No.
But anyway, so...
I think by not saying, you've actually said.
What?
Which is okay.
How's that scat? That's in the Bible.
Right.